Okay, so you were just listening to the song Maybe by Planet Mercury. They put it out, was it last Friday by the time this airs? Yeah, last Friday.
Yes.
And we are super stoked about it because we're going to talk about it with them on here in just a few minutes. First, we're going to actually introduce the podcast this week because I think, was it last week?
Last week we forgot and we did it at the end. Or not, well, I guess not last week, according to you guys, because we didn't have an episode last week, so sorry. But this is I'm Not Okay, a podcast, and sometimes we need a break. But my name's Stormy.
I'm Elena, and we're gonna talk about 2 weeks worth of new music right
Because
now.
we didn't put out an episode last week. So obviously, I'm definitely not going to cover it all. I'm just gonna hit some highlights real quick. First up, Marshmello, Youngblood, and Black Bear recorded a song called Tongue Tied that everybody needs to go listen to because it's great. Billie Eilish released a song called Everything I Wanted.
That, hold on, can I just say real quick that that has been on repeat for me for the last week and a half?
Everybody should know by now how we feel about Billie. We love her.
That's my favorite song of hers,
I
hands
love
down.
it. It's very, very good. Okay, and I'm super bad at Roman numerals, so I think this is right. Jet Black Alley Cat released a song called Fight 10.
What's the numeral?
XVIII. Fight 18.
That's 18.
Fight 18. Okay. Fight 18 is what it's called, but it's Roman numeral 18, and it's really good. If you haven't checked out Jet Black Alley Cat yet, you need to because they've kind of got a classic-y rock feel, but also they're still kind of new sounding too. So anyway.
Can I say something embarrassing real quick?
Sure.
Because I took Latin for 4 years in high school. So obviously we covered the Roman numerals and everything. And still, every single time it comes up, I have to think back to that scene in Hercules where one of the characters is trying to say call 911, but instead he says call IXII. And that's the only reason that I can remember the X and
I mean, that's funny.
the 10.
The only reason that I ever learned Roman numerals is because of the Super Bowl when they had it in Indianapolis, and I had to figure out what it was. I was like, "Oh, which Super Bowl is this?" Anyway, I figured it out. It was fine. I don't remember now, but now I know how to read Roman numerals, kind
I'm
of.
very proud of you.
Okay, Saint Blonde released a single called Americana, and Saint Blonde is kind of indie. If you don't know them very well, I really, really like. Lost Boy Crow released a song called Moonlight that I really liked. Jay Park released a new EP called This Wasn't Supposed to Happen, and he is rap. But some people call it K-rap, but he's Korean American, so he raps in English, so I don't know that it, I mean, I guess it qualifies as K-rap because he's Korean, but he sings in English, so it's rap. Water Parks released some new stuff. Double Dare 2019 is the single that they released, and it's good. But I have a newfound obsession with Water Parks because of that newest album. Do, do, do. Okay, Grandson and Moby Rich released a song together called Happy Pill, and it's very good. Just because I feel like we should mention it, Fall Out Boy released Believers Never Die, which is like a greatest hits. So it's volume two of that. So check that out. Origami Angel released an album called Somewhere City, and I listened to the whole thing and I liked every song on it. So definitely check that one out.
Cool.
And that's last week's, I think, unless I
That was just
see.
last week?
Oh yeah. Well, there was a lot last week. I do want to mention this last one from last week, and it's Grimes, and they did some mixes of So Heavy I Fell Through the Earth, and they're both great. So check those out as well.
Okay, before we move on, I've got a couple from last week
Yes.
too, since we're doing it in this order.
I knew you had some from last week.
I have some more too that I really don't know are from last week or this week.
Whatever.
Honestly, I've lost track of time.
It doesn't really matter.
So if
Just
I'm wrong,
mention
nobody get mad at me. Falling in Reverse released their song Popular Monster. That was definitely last week. I hate how much I like it.
It was good though.
It was, and I just don't think I'm able to say anything about it yet without that disclaimer.
Listen, here at I'm Not Okay podcast, we have this thing where we vehemently hate Ronnie Radke so much that we actually kind of like him, and it's weird.
I really like the music, though, and I get so much shit for it, but I really do. And since we're still on the old band train, Tokyo Hotel released a new song called Chateau. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to you about it. It's a little poppier than the last single that they put out, so I was a little bit disappointed, but it's still a really good song.
I liked it. I think what put me off was it's Tokyo Hotel, but I like, if it was just a regular song, I would like it a lot. So I think I just need to get myself out of that mindset that Tokyo Hotel is going to be more rock.
Exactly. And they've been doing sort of the electric stuff. Wow, I can't talk.
Electronic, yeah.
They've been doing some of the electronic stuff for a while now, but I was just really stoked when It Rains, It Pours came out. Uh-huh. And they were kind of like vibing that more traditional rock sound. But I still wanted to mention it because it is a good song.
It's a really good song.
And then Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds put out a song called Wandering Star, which is good. And Billy Corgan put out an album called... Oh, I'm sorry. It's published under William Patrick Corgan, not Billy Corgan, on Spotify. But the album's called Cotillions. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Cotillions. It's kind of like a debutante ball, except there's not a debutante, I think.
See, I had no idea.
I think a cotillion is where you have to wear a coat. Man has to wear a coat.
Oh, cool. I kind of like that then. And I'm not like the biggest Smashing Pumpkins fan. We discussed that at length.
Yes.
But I really like this album, so.
All right.
All right. On to the next
week. So this week, Amorosa released a song called Ready to Love, and it's pretty good. Bad Flower released an acoustic version of The Jester, and I liked it a lot, so I wanted to mention it. And just because I've been really digging this band lately, they're called Hot Milk, and they released a song called Candy Coated Lies, but the S is a dollar sign.
That is badass.
Yeah, and yeah, they're good. A Day to Remember released a new song called Resentment, and that's important because it's A Day to Remember. Our Last Night released something with Icy Stars, The Word Alive, and Ashland called Someone You Loved, and it's amazing. And I'm almost positive. I'm pretty sure that Luke Holland did the drums on it. Pele Oral released a song called Massacre, The New American Dream.
So good.
It's awesome. Ozzy Osbourne released a song called Straight to Hell. I really liked it, but I also really like Ozzy Osbourne songs, so it sounds like Ozzy.
It's on brand.
Yeah. Harry Styles released a song called Watermelon Sugar, and I have an obsession with Harry Styles, so it felt like I needed to say it.
You're such a 12-year-old. I love it.
Listen, no, that's not fair, because One Direction was big when I was in high school, so I'm allowed to love Harry Styles. He's like the same age as me.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
He's that young?
Harry Styles? Yeah, they're like our age.
He was kind of a baby when they first came out.
I think they're all roughly, they're in their 20s.
Damn.
Anyway, Slaves released a song called Prayers. So we got two songs from two different bands that Johnny Craig was in this week. That felt relevant. Bound released a song called Very Long List. And it's off of an album called Soul Kiss, because I'm an idiot and I didn't click on the thing and I knew that was an album and I forgot that I just read it off of the thing. And then the last one that I thought was really cool was Next Attempt released a song called Icarus, and I think that everybody should check that out. They're not like a super big band as far as I know. I think they have like 16,000 on Spotify right now, like monthly listeners, but I really like that song. It's a little heavier. I think that's all that I wanted to actually talk about. There's more, obviously, that I didn't cover.
There's so much.
But we'll put those in on our playlist.
Hey, let's Spotify. Not do 2 weeks worth of music again.
Yeah, it sucks. It's too much.
So that'll be our deterrent from just skipping weeks.
Because it's so much new music.
Why did we? Oh, we skipped it because I had 3 projects for my graduate classes.
Yeah, you were
to a head
you were
at
definitely
once.
The excuse this time, but I also really didn't want to record because I was having cramps from hell. So it was a mutual decision, but I'm blaming
you.
Week. Because I want to.
Mutual decision and a temporary hiatus.
Yes. 1 week hiatus.
All right. You want to jump into the interview?
Yeah, let's do it. Enjoy.
Pat, Michaela, Jerry, and Chris from Planet Mercury, a pop punk band based out of Massachusetts. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing? How are
ya? I'm good. It's like we haven't been talking for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right?
So can you guys tell me a little bit about the band's formation and like who would you consider your primary influences?
Yeah, so I mean, three of us met on Craigslist 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I think we had all kind of gotten to that point where, like, we had been in bands, just weren't working out, weren't really going anywhere. So each one of us took to Craigslist, didn't know each other before. I met Michaela, and we were jamming with some people. It didn't really work out. So then we were like, all right, we need new people. Found Jerry. And then our first drummer, Mike, went to school with me. So, and I knew he had been ending things with his other band. So we brought him on board, and then Mike recently departed us, and we picked up Chris through a friend of my brother's.
Literally picked him up.
Yeah. You're
in our band.
Yeah, I was saying, what's happening? Where are we going? After wearing ski masks, I feel like I was getting hazed.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are fairly new, too. Like, that was only a couple years ago?
Correct.
2017.
Yep.
Cool. So you just released your new single, Maybe. That was last Friday, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so by the time this episode drops, it'll be 2 Fridays ago, but irrelevant because we didn't drop an episode this week, so we'll be covering it on new music anyway. So can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. So the song is pretty much combating like the self-doubt and the self-pity, I guess, that we see a lot in our generation. We see it a lot. We spend a lot of time on social media, networking, and stuff like that. So we have a good insight of how society is, especially with the youth today and people our age. I don't know, there's just a lot of self-doubt. We took the word maybe and kind of personified it as a person, because there's a lot of self-doubt in the word maybe. It's like, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll pursue that. So there's a line in the song, I don't hear from maybe anymore. It's basically just saying, letting go of your self-doubt and, you know, just try to be more confident in yourself and pursue things that you want to pursue in life. And pretty much just, you know, take life by the reins and do what you want to do in life. So that's what the song's about. We started writing it while we were on tour. You guys remember. We were in Jersey on tour earlier this year, and we got snowed in. They canceled the gig for the night, so we had to find a hotel. So we had a lot of time to kill. That's when we started writing it. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. Yeah. Just a wacky night, but that's when we started writing the song. We really just wanted to write a song that started to combat like the negativity and, you know, the self-doubt that we see a lot in society, so.
Well, what a better situation to do that than, like, on a fucking tour.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a good experience, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. How would you gauge the reception so far? I was kind of, like, on your Twitter earlier, and it seemed like people are really raving about it on social media.
I know you use Twitter. We primarily use the Twitter account. we're super fortunate that people give a crap about us at all, to be honest. We didn't know how it was going to be received. We're lucky enough to have garnered a small fan base on our social network. So to have those people be loyal and they always check in on the music and the fact that they enjoy the music, it means a lot to us, because without them and without them sharing the music, it doesn't reach new audience, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we're very fortunate. And even the stream numbers, we're blown away by it. So, yeah.
The coolest part for me to see is, like, I'll check our story every now and then, and Jerry has like posted kind of like reposts of people that have screenshotted the song and that like write a little comment on it, and that's really cool to see too. Just people that have found us by whatever their means are and then have kind of stuck with us, and whether it's like just listening to us for the first time or those people like that I was just talking about that kind of are excited about what we have next, and maybe it's a little different than our previous sound and songs and stuff like that, but they're kind of picking up on that experimentation and like it seems like they're liking it, which is really cool to see that they're just accepting it.
I love it, by the way. I should probably say that. Just going back for a minute to like social media following and everything. I know a lot of the bands that we've had on here previously have kind of found their following through Spotify, like being incorporated into those playlists. Do you feel like you've had that same exposure on the streaming services, or do you think it's an aspect of your social media presence?
Well, I feel like Spotify, we've been lucky enough. Like, a song we released basically a year ago, Burn, it got on, like, a lot of, like, the Discover playlists, which, like, basically that's, like, when you're looking for new music and stuff, like, it'll pop up on there. So we were lucky enough to have one of our songs on there. So I think, like, once you kind of, like, get your foot in the door and, like, start to, like, be exposed to, like, people who may not have seen your music normally, then it helps them look forward to new releases, because then your new releases show up on there. And then, like, he does all the social media stuff, and he's really good at that.
I think our social networking definitely garners a lot of our followers who are kind of, like, far away from us. We have a lot of people who, like our music, who don't live anywhere near us.
We just sent stuff from,
Italy or... Yeah, so, I mean, it's spread out, so it's not like a lot of people are in one place in particular, necessarily, but, so, like, we have some people who listen to us in Germany, Italy. We're super fortunate to have that kind of, you know, widespread audience, but that's the kind of audience we garner from Instagram and social networking, and I think with Spotify, it's cool for our family and friends to see, and we kind of gain our local audience through Spotify more. But it's all over the place. I mean, Spotify in itself is almost like a social networking thing.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, what city besides your hometown do you get the most listeners from? Because we have some crazy ones.
I think Chicago.
I know Atlanta's number five.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Chicago's a good one to be floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Detroit and some cities in Sweden.
Let's go, yeah.
Or our top listener base.
One.
So red.
One city in Sweden.
No, I think there are a few last time I checked.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, I thought okay, so. Well, but
never mind.
I could be totally lying to you.
Right?
I'm just going to say it's all of Sweden because I don't know.
Sweden in general. Okay, no, guys. I honestly thought it was just Oscar listening over there. But I haven't looked at our analytics in forever.
All right, so you guys supported Blink-182 and Lil Wayne this summer. How did that end up happening?
There's actually a kid I traded a bass and a guitar with a couple of years ago. And so we became friends with that just because, like, we talked about music and we had similar interests and stuff. And he just hit me up on Facebook one day. He's like, hey, we need a band to open for, like, the show. Are you guys interested? And I was like, I didn't even ask them. I was like, yes. I was like, they're going to say yes. And then I asked them after I responded. But yeah.
Cool.
How else would you respond to that?
I know. I'm like, it's just such a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
Did you get to meet them or anything?
Oh, man. So when we got there, we met up with Pat's friend who hooked us up with a gig. And he's like, hey, if you guys want to try to meet Blink-182, they're riding around the venue right now on scooters. So what we did, which is the most Blink-182 thing I've ever heard in my life. So what we did is we walked around this venue. This, like, it was like a campground almost. Like, it's a big space. We walked around, like, we did three laps probably trying to find them. But I don't think they were there anymore, unfortunately. So.
They're just ripping around on, like, razor scooters.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Or electric scooters. I don't know. But... random
catching ankles.
Yeah.
God, that's an intro.
Right. Yeah, right.
My brain just fried a little bit because of course they're on scooters. Okay. Anyway,
I just, like, I wouldn't think that they're still doing that kind of shit, but I guess it makes sense.
Right.
So, I don't really want to, like, phrase this the wrong way, but you guys are doing, like, really, really well for yourselves for a band that's been around for just a couple of years. Like, a lot of bands can't boast the numbers that you're seeing on your streaming platforms or say that they opened for fucking Blink-182, you know, in just, what, 2 years of being around?
Yeah, it's been, like, two and a half.
Two and a half years? Yeah, I mean, you've gone on tours. Like, I know bands that are up and coming that, like, just haven't been able to expand past, like, their local scene. And right. I feel like pop punk in particular is really hard to break into. So what do you think has given you an advantage in getting your toe in the door in the scene and, like, doing so well for yourselves?
I think one thing for sure, we kind of noticed as soon as we formed that we like a lot of similar bands, but at the same time, we have a vast like music taste kind of thing. We all like bands like Green Day and Blink-182, stuff that we grew up on. But at the same time, we have like bands that are like great pop bands from the 90s, like Oasis, and we have bands like Arctic Monkeys that we like. Michaela, I know you like grunge, like some of the grunge bands from the 90s. So I don't think we're like a typical pop punk band where we don't stick to that one genre.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
Right. So there's definitely some inspiration with pop punk, but I think we also have some pop rock influence, some grungier sounding stuff as well. Which is good because it allows us not to limit ourselves when we're writing. Like, we don't have to stick to one, you know, straight up genre, if that makes any sense. But other than that, it's just like, I think, we sacrifice a lot for the band. We all work pretty normal jobs, just typical like 9-to-5 jobs. We do that so we have time to practice. We have time to, so it's just it's the work ethic, the sacrifices, and then, like I said, I think all of our influences help our sound not sound too stale, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much variety. Like, if you put your discography on shuffle, just from one song to the next, I mean, I like it all. I really love the grunge influence that you mentioned.
Cool. We'll take it. We'll take anything. Yeah.
Is there any advice for other up-and-coming artists that you'd like to throw out there, or is it just a kind of a compilation of that?
I would say, I'm probably like the part of the happiest that I could be is when I'm at rehearsals and stuff like that. And it's because you realize, or maybe you don't even realize, but if you take a second and you take a step back and you realize that you're playing music that you love and with people that you really get along with and that you just like love being around and creating with, I think those are the two most important things, because you're going to get to a point eventually where, like, we just finished up school a couple years ago, and it's just like, at some point you just stop caring, whether it's school or whatever, like you just stop caring about what people think about you, and you can literally do whatever you want. And to be in an environment where you're just constantly reminded of how happy you can be and like doing stuff that just sounds sick, I would say if you can recognize that, not to get too cocky.
Yeah, no,
you
you're allowed to
that,
be.
Like, hold on to that, because that's a good thing. But if you're around people that like aren't as invested in rehearsal times or aren't as invested in like a vision or something like that, then you're wasting your time. Or they're wasting your time, or there's some time that's being wasted, and that's not conducive to a successful or a fun band. Yeah. Regardless of success, as long as you're having fun, that's like probably the most important thing.
Yeah, and you have to take risks as well. That would be my advice. You kind of just have to go for some things, even if it means you kind of have to work harder to get a day out of work, or if you need to take time out to travel. That's what's gonna get you recognized. And that's what's gonna show that you're putting in effort. Yeah. And that's huge. That's huge for a lot of reasons. That's, I would say 90% of the battle is working hard and just showing that you can sacrifice, your time towards being in the band. Just to show that you're serious about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, earlier this year, when we went on our first tour, we had some band heads up like, hey, do you want to play a show in Baltimore with us? And we're like, we don't even know if we know anyone in Baltimore that listens to us or whatever.
Right.
Fuck it. Like, let's do it. Let's try it. So we went there, and there weren't a ton of people at the show, but I think we're still, like, in contact with everyone that was at that show, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then the other two shows that we got, just because, like, all right, we're going to Baltimore, might as well play other shows along the way, in Jersey and in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, were two amazing shows, especially in Jersey. And it's like all those people we still stay in contact with. And it wouldn't happen if we didn't take the risk to go to Baltimore.
Yeah. We're talking about Harrisburg, dude. Harrisburg. Also, like, you have a blast on tour. You just see the weirdest stuff anyway. So we recommend doing it.
So that actually, like,
anyway,
that segues perfectly into my next question, which was, what were your favorite cities to play, and what were your favorite memories from tour, whether, like, funny, meaningful, whatever you'd want to talk about?
Not a dull moment on tours. So when we went on tour, we brought a couple of friends for the first time, because we wanted it to be fun, I don't know, and they wanted to come along anyway, so Harrisburg was, like, a highlight of our first time traveling, because we played the show. We met up with some people at the show. They were super friendly. We went out to a video game bar, right? This was Harrisburg?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. It was awesome. They had Smash Brothers and stuff in a bar and stuff. So everyone's enjoying themselves. Everyone got, like, crap. Yeah. But then afterwards, we were on our way back to the van, and we stopped at a karaoke bar. full of amazing singers, like Adele, like I'm telling you, like great singers. So we went in there and just ruined everything. See like the coolest stuff, because like from where we are right now, we're out in the middle of the woods, middle of nowhere really, so to go out, it's kind of like a culture shock to see all this cool stuff.
Where are you from exactly?
Well,
I figured you were all coming from all over, so I didn't want to introduce you with a specific city.
Sure.
We kind of say we're based out of Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm from Boston.
I'm from Worcester.
I'm from a really small town called Barreville, out in the middle of nowhere. So
in Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island, correct, yes. Yep.
And I'm from New Hampshire originally.
Wow.
And I work downtown in Boston. And then I'm here.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Vermont was also really cool. Going back to your question. Vermont, we met a lot of cool people in Vermont as well. So
do you have any more tours planned for the rest of the year, or not the rest of the year? I guess we're kind of coming up on the end of the year.
Would be next year.
Would be next year, right.
Yeah, so we're actually planning a tour that we'll probably announce within the next week or two for in January. We're going to be going down south. We're going to be hitting like North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, hopefully Tennessee if they ever answer us. But yeah, that's the only thing we know.
That would be awesome. Do another Baltimore show, please. And then head up to Indiana for Stormy.
It's not worth it. It'll ruin your life. Don't worry about it.
What's your local music scene like? Whether, you know, it's where you guys are centralized or kind of from your hometowns. Are there any venues that kind of stand out to you or any other up-and-coming artists?
We play a lot in, like, Worcester, Providence, Boston area. Those are essentially the only three, like, main cities around here. So we definitely have developed, like, our music, like, our band friends, sort of. I don't know if we're, like, allowed to plug them on here, but, like, in Boston, we played with cool bands, like, the Burning Lights, Condition Baker, Cookbag. Like, there's a lot of, like, college bands in Worcester that we've played with. Places like Ralph's and The Raven have always been pretty good to us. And there's a nice venue in Providence called Alchemy. It's basically, I mean, in my opinion, it's like the best local music venue, like actual venue that there is around. And there's like tons of bands in Rhode Island, all that are really good. Same like punk, pop punk kind of genre. But those are like our main areas where we're local to play. We've been playing in Boston a lot lately. But they've always been like good to play in. So,
cool. Kind of transitioning on to like questions about your tastes. What kind of music are you really digging, say this week or just now in general?
For whatever reason, I've just gone down an Oasis hole, I was telling these guys, which isn't a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to them and like, I remember junior year of high school, like during my February or April break, just cruising around in my car, like backseat while my parents are driving, so angsty, just listening to a bunch of Oasis. And I just got back into them, and it's just really cool to kind of hear what they're doing vocally, like with their harmonies, how they're obviously very like paying an homage to the Beatles and that sound, but kind of recreating it with their own kind of an element to it. So I've been digging that a lot lately. And also Gary Clark Jr. I've been listening to a lot lately too. And just like his different, very blues rocky, just licks and stuff like that, which I think is cool. Yeah. I mean, I play guitar too, so I can sort of mess around with different melodies and stuff like that in my room and then send them to these guys and see what we can work on from that. And then adding in vocal harmonies and stuff like that. So it's cool. It's not, I mean, of course it's punk rock all the way, but it's not always punk rock all the way.
Yeah.
Do you listen to Noel Gallagher's solo stuff at all?
The High Flying
Birds. The High Flying Birds, yeah. It is a band.
I've listened to a couple of their songs, I think. Oh, it's been a while, not very recently, but it's they're great too.
They've gone super, like, experimental, which is pretty, old and new stuff.
Yeah, they just put out another song this past week, I think. I would recommend checking it out. It's
Wandering Star, I think it's called.
Yes, I think so.
Oasis is huge for me too. That's my favorite band. So you made me so happy. I get a bad rep. So yeah, I was no. Liam Gallagher's solo career is also something that I listen to a lot. He came. I'd recommend listening to a band called The Glorious Sons. They're from Canada, but they almost have like a southern rock vibe. Also, there's an Australian band called the DMAs that I would recommend as well. I've been listening to them a lot. They're kind of softer. They also have an amazing cover of Cher's Do You Believe in Love? Life After Love. Amazing. Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah. No pop punk between us. Yeah.
Same theme, though, yeah. Because like I also have been listening to a lot of Why Me, Why Not, which is Liam Gallagher's newest album, and also The Glorious Sons, but I'll say something different. The Struts have been
really, really.
Again, not any of them are pop punk, but I guess it just goes to show that we're all really weird.
I'd say the past like 8 months, I think probably about 90% of the time I start listening to music, the first song and most of the songs I listen to are Trophy Eyes. And also it took a while for it to come around on me, but Proper Dose by A Story So Far, that album.
That's my favorite one by that.
Yeah, finally getting into it.
Oh my God. Also, I totally forgot to say this. I've listened to this probably like 50 times since it came out. And I don't know if you guys have heard it, but the Interrupters cover of Billie Eilish's Bad Back. So sick.
So good.
Very
good. Yes. I've been on a huge Billie Eilish kick lately. I think it's been 90% of what I've listened to this week.
I can't remember what it's called, but right. she's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. She just did an interview with Billie Joe Armstrong.
Yes. So cool, dude. Yep.
That'll do.
That's
it. Lotto Oasis, I guess. We did a whole episode on the feud between the Gallagher brothers.
It's fascinating.
A few months ago.
This interview has made me so happy.
They are funny. Did you hear the one from like the 90s where they're just straight up like yelling at each other the entire time? Because
I think I'm the interviewers trying to get him back on track.
Yeah. It was legendary. I think I may have just gone over that whole thing like word for word.
And when we go anywhere together, like we went to FYE on a mall that we went to the other day, and she just walks up and shows me a Liam Gallagher album. Like it's like an inside joke now because we talked about that. But their music is great.
Yeah.
It's just like she shows it to me and I'm like, come on.
I saw Noel this summer.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So what are your favorite songs to play on the road? Like your favorite road tripping songs?
Oh, that's
the fun one, right?
There's this one story that Jerry recently brought up. So Pat really likes this band called Not Loose, which is a very, very heavy hardcore band.
Yeah.
And the three of us were driving back from New York at like some obscure hour of the night. Probably 3 or 4 in the morning. And Pat's playing this hardcore song, just screaming and like completely outrageous guitars, going over to George Washington Bridge.
Screaming. Most stressed I've ever been in a car.
Jerry's just like,
you were driving over the George Washington Bridge. There's cars everywhere, madness, and then you just go, ridiculous. I'm so stressed.
That's a stressful bridge in the first place.
I was gonna break my steering wheel.
Knocked Loose makes me nervous anyway sometimes because
I agree.
Have you ever been to one of their shows? Some of the nastiest shit happens. Like there's just like guys with bloody noses and they don't care that they're bloody.
There was a girl in one of the groups we were in that got her teeth like straight up knocked out. And there were a lot of Knocked Loose jokes.
Full budget plastic surgery
if you want
your
baby. We also driving home from shows after we love Zach Brown Band.
I think my only exposure to Zach Brown Band, like my first exposure was I was sitting in a basement in high school with some of my friends, and their dad put it on, like a record of the Zac Brown Band on, and I was just like, what's happening? And it was like an existential moment for me. So like, I honestly, I think of it as dad rock, but also like, it's so good.
They're so talented.
They're like, some of them are like Berkeley, right?
I wouldn't doubt it, dude. That's the kind
of... That's why they love playing in Boston. I think one of them's like originally from here.
Oh, that would make sense, yeah.
Sounds about right, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Yeah, I don't actually know the answer. I was about to Google it.
All right, Stormy, you just tacked a question on the end here, so.
Oh, I did. Oh, you want me to say it?
Yeah, it's your question.
It's more of a joke than a question. What's up with all the retrogrades, you guys? Calm down.
It was in retrograde like last week, I think.
Today is the last day.
Yeah, we've gotten a few messages about
that. He's like, oh, you know, use the promo material for it. Like, actual Mercury goes in retrograde and it messes everything up. Like, you feel weird.
Right, am I weird?
Yeah, everyone's like, yo, I feel strange. It's like, ha, ha.
I'm ashamed by how long it took me to get why you asked that.
It was more of a joke than a...
I'm going to let you front that because I have no idea how to explain it. I'm a little slow today. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything you guys wanted to plug before we wrapped up?
We do have a show coming up. We host shows at my house. We have one for like a Christmas themed one coming up soon. We're gonna do a toy drive and like an ugly sweater contest. That'll be a nice little holiday show for us. We'll probably be playing some new songs, and then it's just the tour coming up really in January. So cool. Yeah, look out for that, guys. We'll have the dates and places set in stone for you. Hopefully soon. So.
Coming soon. Awesome.
If you also want to shout out where our followers can find you, like on socials and stuff like that.
The handles?
Instagram is Planet Mercury Band. Twitter is Planet Mercury.
Perfect. Okay, cool. And then if you want to go on Spotify, you can find all our music. Just type in Planet Mercury and hopefully we show up.
You do.
And we'll link it all in our show notes too, so people can go right in and click.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for talking to us, even though we were
absolutely our pleasure.
A little brain dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize. Sorry, you did not get me at my...
It's all good. Thank you.
All right, well, you guys have a good rest
of
your night.
Finish up rehearsal. We're going to rip around on our Razor scooters, and we're going to have a great night.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a solid plan to me.
Like the greats.
Okay, take care, guys. It was nice meeting you.
All right,
nice to meet you too. Bye.
Waiting on someone to come and save me. About time and I step right out of this daydream. Well, not the only one. I've got the devil on the run. We're one and the same. Gonna electrify this heart of mine and set this world aflame. Hold the line. Oh, just one more time. We'll sit and watch that melt away.
Oh, so I just sprayed this lavender spray on my wrists and now they itch, and I'm afraid I'm dying of a lavender allergy.
Are you allergic to lavender?
Not that I know of, but I might be.
You might just be allergic to something in the spray.
It's true. I don't think it's meant to be perfume. I'm pretty sure it's like...
Like essential oils and stuff?
I think it's just a spray for the room.
Oh, that's probably why. You're not supposed to put it on your skin.
Right. Well, I just wanted to because I wanted to smell nice.
Fair enough, I guess.
It was a split second decision and I did it.
And now you might have a flesh eating chemical on your skin.
Yeah, it's like the last two times that I've dyed my hair, not dyed it, I use Overtone between dyes. The last two times I've used that, right as I wrapped up dyeing it, I was like, you know what? I really shouldn't do this, but I'm going to put it on my eyebrows too. Which you're not supposed to do with hair dye, but I'm like, it's Overtone, so it's mostly conditioner. So I'll put it on, and then I leave it for like 15 minutes, and I take it off, and then my eyebrows are itchy for the next like 2 days because
You're not supposed to put it on your eyebrows.
Right. It's drying, but my anxious ass sits there going, oh, fuck, this is when I have an allergic reaction. I'm going to lose my eyesight.
Well, that's like the time that I did two face masks in 2 days because I'm an idiot. I was just like, I'm going to do a face mask. And then the next day I was like, that was fun. I'm going to do another one. And didn't realize that you're not supposed to do that. So I was like washing the face mask off. Like I was peeling it off and my face was like bright red and I freaked out and I called Stephanie and I was like, Stephanie, help. My face is bright red and it stings.
Did you learn your lesson after that?
I did. I have not. I've done one face mask since then.
Yeah, see, I've now dyed my eyebrows 3 times.
See, you need to quit.
And every single time, like, as soon as I've done it, I'm like, I should not have done that.
It's really not worth it. And honestly, like, just fill them in if you want them to be darker.
It's just like a split second decision. I'm like, this will make my life just a little bit easier.
I mean, I've made a split second decision with dyeing my whole head before, so like.
Yeah, same thing.
It's fine.
Then you start Googling and you see people with like their eyelids just like swollen 3 times the size and permanent scarring and shit like that. I'm like,
one time I wore my sleep-in contacts for too long and I got an eye infection.
Ew.
Yeah, it was awful. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
When it says only wear them for a week, only wear them for a week. Remember to take them out, kids. It's the worst.
This has been Health Advice Corner.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing this. Take your contacts out.
You're not doctors.
Don't dye your eyebrows. Don't do face masks 2 days in a row. I would also like to mention the fact that I have Christmas decorations just in boxes everywhere because I put up the Christmas tree, but I haven't put up the rest of the decorations yet. So there's like stockings over there. The Christmas tree box is right there. There's boxes and boxes full of ornaments and lights in the other room.
It's better than I've done.
I have my snowflakes that we're going to hang from the ceiling, but I don't know where my thumbtacks are to hang them from the ceiling. So we'll see. Because I bought those flathead white thumbtacks to hang them from the ceiling with. So they're like these sparkly snowflake ornaments. And they're really, really pretty when you hang them from the ceiling because we have like fishing wire on them. So you can't see them hang like what they're hanging from. So it just looks like floating snowflakes and it's the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I do not know where my pushpins are, so I might have to get more.
Yeah, you're making me sound really lazy.
I just really like Christmas.
Same.
I also demanded that we have squad Christmas at my house because I'm the only one that decorates.
Everyone's got to be at the decorating house.
You can bring your children. Bring them here. But, like, it's going to be at my house because I have a big Christmas tree and a big house.
And all of our listeners are invited.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But I'm not going to tell you where I live, so you're going to have to figure it out yourself.
Don't invite people to do that.
Please don't stalk me. I was joking. All right. Yes, I will tell people where to find us. You can find us at I'm Not Okay Pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to email us, we are at imnotokaypodcast@gmail.com. You can send us stories from tours, stories from shows. If something dumb happened that is music related, it cannot be music related, but we will probably not talk about it on the episode. If you want to just tell me something dumb you did, I will probably laugh and get a kick out of it. So that's fine too. We also have a Facebook, or we're on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook called I'm Not Okay
Podcast. We have a Facebook.
You can message us there. We do not check it very often, so like probably don't.
Yeah, let me say real quick, if we could stop getting ban submissions through our Facebook Messenger app.
Yeah, there's a, actually we have like a Google Sheets submission page that you can go to. I don't know the link for that, but it's on our socials and stuff. So
yeah,
we should actually probably try to figure out a way to put that on our website.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'll definitely pin it on the Facebook page.
So we'll try to post that on our socials here soon again, just so it's updated. So if you want to submit to be featured, or if we really like it, we might ask for an interview, but don't ask for an interview because we pick all of those by hand usually.
Right. So just to reiterate, do not message the podcast page unless you've got like a legitimate question you're trying to reach out to us. Email is still better, but by sending me your music you're fucking up my organization. I'm very type A.
And we just won't look at it as often.
Yeah. So when it goes in through the forum, it goes through this entire spreadsheet that I then have dedicated time to go listen to. And then please, please, please don't add me on Facebook just to do the same thing.
Because we also don't, it's just, it makes it really hard to stay organized and know what we're looking at and know if we have duplicates and stuff. So, because we do get a lot of submissions and we do listen to all of them, and we really, really appreciate you guys for submitting.
Just so people can appreciate, like, how selective we have to be in this process, we get at least 100 submissions a month. That's a safe estimate. Whenever I post in any of the groups, I can probably get 50 to 60 submissions in the first hour or two. It depends on if I'm actively looking or if we're just taking emails. We get a ton of music, and we only have 4 to 8 slots each month.
Just so you guys know, Elena has been a freaking rock star this whole time, because she's been going through all of this crap, because my brain, like, starts listening to new stuff, and then I get frazzled, and I can't, I can only listen to a few things at a time, and so it just, because then I can't handle it, so I need a smaller.
Yeah, you're the new release guru, and I am the new band guru.
New releases I can do, because it's usually, like, bands that I've listened to before, or, like, people that I've seen before, and if I haven't seen them before, it's easier, it's smaller quantities to consume. And I usually do it all in one day, just because everything comes out on Friday.
Right. And it's stuff that you'd be listening to anyway.
Yeah, because I like to listen to the new stuff that's coming out. But with the band submissions and stuff, it's just so much harder for me to...
Oh, there's so much.
We got on off on a ramble there.
Right. I was going
to
say,
I forgot to finish our shit.
Did you do all of the socials?
I forgot to mention our Facebook group, but...
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook group. It's on our Facebook page. So if you want to join that and talk to some people about music, go ahead and do that.
All right. So let's just jump back onto the topic of new artists for a second here, because I have one more band that we're going to feature in this episode. And they are called Lost from the Start. They are out of Limburg, Belgium.
Have we ever had a band from Belgium on before?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're the first.
Yay! If you like them, you can check them out on Facebook at Lost from the Start Band, or at their website, lostfromthestart.com. Or, of course, find them on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music. Just a heads up, they are working on new music. They're not sure yet if it's going to be released as singles or an EP, but subscribe to them if you like them, and then you can kind of get updates on that. So we'll let them play us out today with their song, Sore Throat, Weak Knees.
To the moon, gentlemen.
Bye.
Or maybe just Mercury.
Mercury's farther, though.
Who cares?